Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The 2017-2018 girls high school basketball season tips off Monday. The Girard Tigers at home. They will host Annawan, the defending 1A state champs, is, of course, Girard coming off an Elite Eight appearance last year, falling to the eventual state champs, Byron, in the super sectional down at Monmouth College. Reflecting on last year, Coach, the Tigers again had a pretty nice run.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a great group of girls that, you know, on that team last year. You know, I think it was one of our closest teams, which, you know, made it, you know, that much more special to make that long run. You know, and a lot of memories, created a lot of excitement, you know, around our community, which was nice, and with our program. So, you know, we're anxious to get going here again this year.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to say going to be a new look, but, man, there's no question you lost a whole bunch of minutes from that team last year.
Yeah, well, you know, we lost, you know, a lot of minutes, a lot of scoring, a lot of rebounds. You know, every, you know, I think statistical category that you can look at, you know, I mean, we lost a lot, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, we've got Callie Mensch coming back, you know, who's been a starter for us last year, has played on the varsity for, you know, since she was a freshman. But, I mean, other than that, we don't have, you know, that much experience. You know, Courtney Witzel came off the bench for us and played some good minutes for us. But, you know, other than that, we don't have any varsity experience. So, I mean, we're going to be, you know, it could be a challenge for us, you know, especially early here until we kind of figure some things out and figure out, you know, what type of team, how these girls kind of gel together. And, you know, but that's also the fun part of getting a new team every year, is, you know, trying to figure out and, you know, what you can do to get them the best. And, you know, hopefully you're playing your best towards the end of the season.
I know you don't go crazy playing a lot of games in the summer, but did you like what you saw from that group?
Yeah, you know, there was times, you know, like, I mean, even at the beginning of the season, you know, early in the summer, it was a struggle because, I mean, these girls, you know, haven't played together that much, you know, so it's just trying to, you know, them trying to figure things out and figure each other out when they're out on the floor. You know, I think we got better as the season or as the summer went on. It was, you know, I think we played, you know, our best half in our last game of the summer against North Scott, you know, where the girls kind of maybe figured something out, you know, in the second half. And I thought we finally played our hardest, which, you know, hopefully we'll carry over here into the season.
Well, I think, too, you know, it's always interesting to see when people will always say, well, they lost a bunch, but you never know how good the players are behind those frontline kids, because those frontline kids were pretty good, which means if maybe some of those kids were playing at other schools, they'd probably play a little bit more. I think some of that's probably in play with some of the kids that are going to play for you this year, that if they were playing at some other school last year, they'd be playing probably a lot more minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate with, you know, the girls, the players that we've had in the past. And, you know, and we've been blessed to have, you know, quite a few of them that have been pretty good. And, you know, I think, you know, to have some of that depth. And, you know, so this year it's going to be a, you know, where we, you know, we don't have that experience coming back for us, you know, and it's going to give those girls that haven't had the chance to play here the last year or something, you know, it's going to give them an opportunity to you know, step up and be part of the program that, you know, and I think they're anxious to do that, and hopefully we'll be ready to go next week.
Well, and I know it, you know, you come out of the gates playing the defending 1A state champs, who I think have everybody back, and, you know, the one of the top players in the area that probably is going to get, you know, Miss Illinois basketball votes. Her only problem is she plays in the same state that Bree Beal does. but you play Jade Van Hefte and Annawan, who has everyone back after that state title last year. Remember, Van Hefte last year was coming off an ACL tear where she missed part of the year, and they still won state. So, you know, this is a good start, a good opportunity to see where you're at, I guess, early in the season, because there's no question you're playing the best of the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we have to be ready to go right from the start. It's, you know, I mean, Annawan's going to be a great team. You know, this year obviously had a great run last year, you know, winning state championship. And, you know, I think, you know, that it's just going to be a good test, a good challenge for our girls. I think our girls are excited for it, you know, and we're going to go and compete and, you know, and see what happens. It's a, you know, I mean, Anawan, like you said, you know, they have everybody back. Didn't have a senior on their team last year. You know, so they're, it's going to be, you know, they took them a while, you know, once Jade got back last year to kind of figure things out once she got back. But I mean, they're going to be, you know, hitting, you know, the beginning of the season, they're going to be in mid-season form, you would think. And, you know, so we're definitely going to have to be ready. You know, Coach Berkowitz does a great job at Anawan, and, you know, they're always going to be prepared and play really, really hard. And so we just have to be ready to go. And I think our girls will be excited to go next Monday.
Yeah, and this is the second year for this tournament setup, but I know last year when you played them, she didn't play early in the season, again, coming off the ACL tear. So it looks like pretty much the schedule, you're going to Riverton again, you're playing at the same tournament you played at to begin last year, and then basically the conference setup is the same between the East and the West and the Three Rivers, is that right?
Yes, yep, conference should be the same. You know, we're still going to go to Riverton for our Christmas tournament, which, you know, we really like going down there for that, play some teams, you know, that we're not normally going to see, you know, see some different competition. You know, our conference, I think, is going to be really tough this year. I think, you know, I think it's going to be real competitive, and anybody could beat anybody on any given night. And, you know, so it should be a fun year for us.
I see, Coach, are you coaching the little kids over there? You're one of your daughter's teams, is that right?
Yep. I'm coaching the fourth graders. You know, Ellie is in fourth grade, so we go up to the Blackhawk League and play in that. We've got, you know, two fourth grade teams, you know, and so I'm working with them still as long with the high school season. And but, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, we like getting our youth program. You know, we have quite a few teams up there. You know, we have good numbers in our youth program, which, you know, is a good thing. And I think we'll, you know, hopefully, you know, as long as we keep that going, we can sustain our success that we've had over the last few years.
Yeah, well, what kind of perspective does that give you, you know, coaching that age group? I always tell people kind of when you're just using myself as an example, when you start playing, you really play because you, what do they say, you want to play. You know, and then I think sometimes you can lose that a little bit until you get older and your playing days are over, and then you say you just want to get out and play again. So what perspective do you get from coaching that age group?
We try to keep it pretty simple and pretty basic, especially with our, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade. You know, really hit on the fundamentals and on the basics and making sure that the girls are having fun. You know, get the girls out. You know, you know, once they get into high school, not all of them are going to continue to play, and you're always, you know, going to lose some without the way. But I mean, it's a good experience. A lot of the time, you know, our fourth graders will practice right after our high school practice. You know, so it's a sometimes a tough transition going from, you know, your varsity level team to a fourth grade team. But I mean, it's fun. I like coaching, you know, my daughter. They're a good group of kids that work hard and listen, and, you know, hopefully it'll carry over to when they get older and get into high school.
All right. I know fourth graders, though, they can't listen all the time.
Oh, no, not at all. But, you know, they're in fourth grade, and, you know, we've got 21 of them, you know, and so that makes it even tougher.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy in that room, I bet you. All right, and just to make sure, that tournament setup, if I remember correctly, you're going to play JV and varsity then, right?
Yep.
So you'll have a regular six, yeah, so Monday night will be a regular 6 o'clock JV start with Anawan and then the varsity to follow.
Yep. First off, which it's nice. We like playing in the tournament because our first off gets to go, you know, right away and get five games right away as well.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you throughout the season. Good luck next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
All right, Doug Swanson back for another year with the Sherrard Tiger girls basketball program, Elite Eight last year. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.